این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
The light of this high-ranking person, the Honorable Prophet, may God's peace be upon him and his household, illuminated the earth and the heavens from this humble chamber, and the range of his message extended throughout the world. Although what he wanted has not opened and humankind cannot reach up to him, except Allah willing, his pious successor, and with his blessed hand, the lofty ideals shall be realized. Apart from the spiritualities that we mention, in these cultural affairs, in these material affairs, in the affairs that the inventions and discoveries are present, if you move around the dwellers of mansions, I do not think you will find a single dweller of mansion that has succeeded in making an invention.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Dear listeners, welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. About the concept of contentment and simple living, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh said, "Accustom yourselves to simple living and avoid attachment of the heart to wealth and position." You know, this speech of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh is about simplicity and its benefits for oneself. Simple living means living according to limited needs and not according to unlimited greed. Simple living is a safeguard from all kinds of distractions. It results in saving of time, energy, money, and other resources, which can be put to optimum use for one's development. Islam, the religion of peace and blessings, is strongly associated with minimalism. Our religion encourages its followers to become cautious about their belongings and every instance of life. Living in moderation and simplicity are the basic guidelines of Islam, because religion is all about guidance.
يا ربنا صل على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صل
يا رسول الله
يا ربنا صل
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his holy book, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كلوا واشربوا ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين. Eat and drink, but waste not by extravagance. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes not those who waste by extravagance. Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 31. Our beloved religion, Islam, does not restrict spending for our basic needs or luxury. There is no harm in earning a halal livelihood for our family and ourselves. However, Islam guides us in attaining zuhd by prioritizing our life after death and Allah's pleasure. When a Muslim strives to achieve Allah's closeness and leave his matters to the Lord, then our problems or matters become too insignificant to worry about. Well, that was what the point of this speech of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh was about. Thank you very much, dear listeners. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Oh, my God. every night and every day. Never forget to say, La ilaha.